Lake Effect returns on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. John McGivern is no stranger to Milwaukee audiences. From solo shows like A Midsummer Night's McGivern to star turns in The Mystery of Irma Vep to his wildly popular television show Around the Corner with John McGivern on Milwaukee Public Television, the man seems to have unlimited energy and audience appeal. And now, fans of his take on the role of hairdresser Tony Whitcomb in the show Sheer Madness can rejoice again. A brand new production of the show opens tonight at the Northern Lights stage at the Pottawatomie Casino. Bruce Jordan is the co-creator of Sheer Madness and the original Tony Whitcomb. He joins John in the studio with me now. Gentlemen, welcome to Lake Effect. It is such a pleasure to have you both here.
Wonderful to be here.
Thanks, Bonnie. Good seeing you.
So, Sheer Madness, when did this happen? I mean, you've done this so many times, John.
I have. You know, I have figured that I've done it in six cities, and I have done it probably 4,000 times.
I think John's probably done it more than any other person playing his role.
Yeah.
And this role is based on you.
Well, it's a role I wrote way back for Minnie. But that was, 35 years ago.
So you're not there anymore.
So I'm not there anymore. But it certainly, when you create something for yourself and then you find somebody who adds on to it with such brilliance and comic wonderment as John does, it's like seeing a child grow up. I mean, it's like seeing somebody take this basic idea, make it so much their own. And, you know, the wonderful thing about John's talent and comic sense is also that he's Milwaukee-based. And, of course, the play takes place today in Milwaukee in the Sheer Madness Hairstyling Salon. And so a lot of the things that occur in the play have to do with funny things that are going on in Milwaukee. And John knows all of those inside out. So he's such
I think
a...
John's probably created some of those funny things that have happened in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So, John, when you first got acquainted with this play and this role, how many years ago was it now?
It was 1986.
Wow.
In Chicago. I auditioned at the Equity Studio, and then I went into the Blackstone Theater. It was the Mayfair Theater in the Blackstone Hotel down on South Michigan, and read for the director. It wasn't Bruce. It was his Chicago director, and I got the role of the young cop. That's how long. I'm like, oh, my Lord. That was long ago if I was playing the young cop. And they groomed me. 6 months later, I was playing the role of Tony Whitcomb, who is the gay hairdresser who owns the salon, and mayhem ensues. So it was 28 years ago. In fact, 28 years ago this month that I started in Sheer Madness. And went from Chicago to Washington, D.C. to the Kennedy Center. I took it to Tampa, Florida. I did a little stint at the Ordway in St. Paul, San Francisco, California. And then this will be our fifth time in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We did it our first four times at the Marcus Center, and we've switched venues. We're now at the Northern Lights Theater at Pottawatomie, which it's thrilling to be in that space.
Yeah.
It's kind of a beautiful, beautiful theater.
It is a beautiful theater.
Yeah. So,
Bruce,
and
when
perfect
you...
for the show. Perfect for the show.
It's intimate
it's
enough.
So intimate. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have that chance of sort of being in the salon,
right.
Which
yes.
Kind of.
That's kind of important to this piece.
Yeah.
So.
Bruce, when you first created this theater piece that has – I mean, people have done it all over the country. It is something that anyone in the theater knows about. If you've worked in the theater at all, you've heard about Sheer Madness. Did you expect it to be this sort of – this juggernaut in
Bonnie,
the theater?
When I first got the rights to the piece, I was running an Equity Dinner Theater in upstate New York, a petite Equity Dinner Theater, the smallest dinner theater in the country, which is still running 40 years later. And I kind of developed the piece. My partner Marilyn Abrams and I developed it so that we would have a role to play at the dinner theater that summer, the summer of 1978. And we played the roles. But in 1978, there was nothing on the horizon like Sheer Madness. And so we were embraced incredibly by the critics and by the public. They loved the show. And that's when we thought, well, you know, there might be more to this than that. So When we opened in Boston, we're going to start our 35th year of continuous performances in Boston.
It's the first place I saw it was in Boston.
In Boston? Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we opened in Boston, we thought we were going to be there for 8 weeks. We were going to be a huge hit and then go to New York. And it didn't quite work out that way. But we had a – you know, we're 35 years later, we're still in Boston and having a wonderful time. But no, we had no vision that there was anything other than a fun time, a lot of work and a fun time.
What is it about the play then that has the staying power? I mean, fun time. Yes, a lot of plays offer a fun time. What is it about this one that people want to see 35 years later?
Well, you know, it's kind of magical because it's an evergreen play. It never gets old. A lot of times, I mean, for John to have been associated with the play for all of this time and use all of his comic energies to work on this character in all these different venues, it's because it's ever changing. When people go to Pottawatomie and see this play, it's going to be a totally different play from the other four versions that they saw in Milwaukee. It's going to be happening today. There are going to be new jokes. There are going to be new clues. There are going to be new everything about it is new. And so the actors remain incredibly fresh because each night they are figuring out, what are we going to put in tonight? What are we going to do tonight? How are we going to make it different? What's in the news that needs to be inserted in the play?
And, John, that's right up your alley, of course.
We love that.
Yeah.
We love the fact. And I'm working with the same cast that I've done it with all four other times here in Milwaukee. Chris Turian, who we're going to miss, is with the Boston company right now of Sheer Menace. He's running that company. And so we have Patrick Noonan, who is local by birth but lives in New York and is back home doing a show in Milwaukee. He's so thrilled. He's playing the main cop. It's usually Rossetti, but he's so Irish looking that he's O'Brien. You know, so even that has changed. You know, but what happens is that we get together as a cast. You know, now that we're putting it together again, all of us who have done it, And we realize that all of this has to be changed. All of these jokes have to be updated. What we did last time is not what has to happen now. I mean, something new has to come to the script. And so we've sat at a table for 2 days, 8 hours. Those, you know, for 16 hours we sat at a table before we got on our feet. And we discussed what needed to be added and changed in the show. And we've got a new show. It's
right.
Wild.
And I assume that as you get it on your feet, some things work and some things don't. And then you have to, like, rework that in the rehearsals.
Absolutely. In fact, in the 18 hours or however many hours around the table, right at the table, we'll say, no, that's never going to work now. Other things that were in the show from day one still work.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of amazing what jokes need to go and what jokes need to come in. So it's
– You know, John, I think the first time we talked about this a gazillion years ago was with you and Chris.
I'm sure it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was maybe three or four. I forget which, you know, iteration of the show here it was. But it was when we were still in our old studio.
It was down,
yes.
Down in the basement.
And
there.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And
wild.
I'd forgotten Chris was part of that cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that year, 2001 is when I came back to Milwaukee and that we opened Sheer Menace. It was in the summer of 2001. So it's again the fact that it's 13 years ago that we did it here, and I'm saying this is my last. I really believe too that this is the last time I'm doing Sheer Menace. You know, I've done it for 28 years, and I think it's time to, you know, for the past 5 years I've said I want to do it one more time. And the fact that we got this production together and we moved it to Northern Lights, and it's I'm thrilled to do it one last time for 39 performances.
So what are you going to do once you retire this role, which I will believe when I see?
No. She thinks I'm Cher.
Well, we've always had plans for the assisted living Sheer Madness. We all want part of that.
Yeah, that's part of the point. I'm to an age where it's like, I think it's time. I think it's time to say goodbye to this, you know.
So what is next then?
You know,
seriously,
I have this TV show on Milwaukee Public Television that has now been brought into, you know, Minnesota has picked us up, Iowa has picked us up, Chicago Public Television has picked us up. We're doing season 5, so we're planning right now for 14 new episodes. We just got done shooting. We had a shorter schedule this year. We shoot from May through the end of October usually, but since Sheer Madness was coming back, we had a very, very busy summer. And then once it's edited, we go back to these communities and do a preview and do a party for each of these communities that are on our show. So that takes up some of the winter. I do a lot of corporate work. My partner Steve and I have a business called Home in Milwaukee where we own condos.
You've got a lot to do.
I do. I have a plate that's full, and it's a huge plate.
Right.
So.
And Bruce, what about you?
John is the busiest actor, producer, everything that I've ever met. He has more irons in the fire than anybody I know, and he has a boundless energy. And, I mean, you never see him in anything other than, I'm ready for something new.
Let's go.
Let's go now.
Yeah.
So, Bruce, what about you? I'm assuming, as you say, other performances of this, other productions of this are
Well, we have a Sheer Madness is spread out so many places, and my partner and I still watch over the Boston production, the Washington production, and many of the productions in the United States. But we also have a great number of foreign productions now. Our Paris production, Dernier Coup de Saison, just started its fourth year and won the Molière Award for Outstanding Comedy. And the Molière is kind of like a Tony.
I was going to say, congratulations. That's an honor.
It was a big deal. And it's in Moscow. It's in Zagreb. It's in its 13th year in Poland, touring Poland. It's opening in Slovenia. I mean, it's all over the place. So we watch. I train those adapters and directors at either the Kennedy Center in D.C. or in Boston. So I do that. But the other fun thing is that I now get a little free time. And I do other things. I'm about to embark on a production of Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, the Christopher Durang play at the Cleveland Playhouse. It's going to go to the Cleveland Playhouse, the Geneva Playhouse, and then perhaps Cape Cod in the summer. So I do other little things along the way.
And oh darn, you have to travel to all these countries to see how the show's doing.
Just some of them.
Yeah, there might be one or two.
Pick them.
Yes. So, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for coming in.
What a pleasure.
And John, I hope there are sellout crowds to see you in the last iteration.
As,
like I said, I'll see it when I believe it. Or believe it when I see it or whatever.
Exactly. She'll be calling me in 2 years saying, you were a liar.
You're lying. You lied to me. Now I have to talk to you about it again. So, John and Bruce, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bruce Jordan is the co-creator of the long-running play Sheer Madness. John McGivern will star as Tony Whitcomb one last time in a new production that opens tonight at the Northern Lights Theater at the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. The show runs through November 15th, and there is more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Well, the opening concert of Early Music Now's season features music of Renaissance composer John Dowland, as it might have sounded if played in an Irish pub. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.